So I was out in the shed the other day, and something that's been in my mind for quite a while is to do a sign, to write a sign. So I like doing crafts and stuff in the shed there. And some of the spare time that I have, and maybe not even the spare time, just find the time to do it. I find it very freeing to create things, just to have something in your mind and then create it. So I had in my mind to create a sign and put it above my back door. And it's a mahogany piece of timber. It's about 5 inches in height, and it's probably just over 0.5 meter, about 60 centimeters in length. And I wrote the word empathy in gold writing on it. Why empathy? And what does empathy mean? Well, we all know that empathy means to have understanding. Sometimes we think of the word sympathy. Sympathy means that you actually or feel the feelings and you go into the feeling, whereas empathy is to have an understanding of where someone else is coming from, but still to be in a position then to take on board their challenges or even the mood that they're in at that time. And quite often people don't have empathy for one another, and I myself, I'm guilty of this from time to time. So I wrote the word empathy, and I'm going to put it above the back door, so when I come to the back door, it reminds me whenever I come into the house to have empathy for the people that are in the house. Because you've had your day and everything that's going on in your day and how that's affected you in different ways and where your mind's at. Particularly if you're working in business all day or entrepreneurship, your mind can be quite focused and you know, going to the point, which is a good thing when you're in business because it gets you, helps you to move along faster. Empathy is also a great thing in business as well to have too. But particularly when you come home, it's very important, I suppose, to remember empathy, because you've been carrying what you've done throughout that day, but everyone else in the house has had their day as well too, and what they've been carrying. And you don't know what form that someone's going to be in, because we all be in different moods at different times. And we're lucky enough to have an understanding of how to manage our emotions. But there's even times when this can be challenging too, and you may just be aware of where you're at. So whenever you come into the house, no matter what form you're in, or you go into any situation where you're meeting people, it's very important to have empathy, and that's just an understanding of where they're at that moment in time, without any judgment. Now, this sounds lovely, and it sounds simple, but in practice, it's a completely different thing. So I would encourage you maybe as well too, if empathy is something that you need more of in your life, maybe it's not, maybe the word courage might be something. To put the word courage somewhere, that courage reminds you to take the steps towards your dreams, towards living your epic adventure. So there's no holding back then when you have courage, because courage is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. We all have fears from time to time in different ways, manifest themselves in different ways. I've never met anyone that says they don't have any fears whatsoever. Sometimes in a moment in time they don't, but then later on they might worry, which is fear. Later on they might have anxiety, which is fear. Later on they may have a touch of boredom, depression, which is fear in different ways. So I think it's important for us to, you know, write out whatever it is, whatever value we want to instill more in our lives today, and that's only ever going to have a positive effect on us, ourselves, and all the people around us. Which leaves living more in a state of joy. Maybe the word joy might be something you might want to write out. But whatever it is, if it be empathy, courage, joy, or whatever it is for you at this moment in time, it could be momentum. Momentum, getting into that momentum. I encourage you to write it out on a piece of timber or something creative. And enjoy the journey. It's nice talking to you, my friends. As always, I'm Stevie, or Stevie J, and I'm here to serve. So, enjoy the journey. Live your epic adventure. Talk soon.